This is the podcast equivalent of Drinks with Your Best Mom Friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know, another therapy podcast.
But it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, we say Burt Show real funny. This one's going to be way more real than it is funny. Trigger warning here, Kristen.
Yeah, we're going to be discussing eating disorders.
That's not fun.
No, it is not, but it's also important to discuss. So we have Jessica Hutchison of the Honest Women podcast joining us today to give some free therapy for Free Therapy Thursday. And Burt, what is Honest Women?
Honest Women is a podcast on the Pioneer Network, which, hey, I own that thing, and I'm very proud of this show.
All right, Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today. She also does the podcast with Andrea Berkley. She's the co-host of Honest Women podcast, and I'm just going to go ahead and dive into this email so you can get to it, because I think there's a lot to cover here, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. So it says, hi, Burt Show. Quick backstory. Growing up, my mom was into fad diets and diet pills. Name a diet, she tried it. I grew up with my mom struggling with her own self-worth, a big factor of where my previous eating disorders came from. Context, I am now grown, out of the house, married, 30 years old. My mom is a wonderful mother that struggled continuously with her self-worth and body image and did her entire life. She's been on another type of diet and lifestyle change that has had great results. She was able to walk on the beach and enjoy her vacation with a little less pain. I am thrilled she gets to enjoy life more. Here's my issue. I want to be very supportive of my mom, and I know she's proud of herself, and I try to tell her that I'm proud of her when I can tell she's excited to tell me her progress. She'll send my sister and I photos each week of her progress and her weigh-ins. Here's my battle. How can I be a supportive daughter while at the same time, this is 30% of what we talk about. This is my mom's obsession. See very similar patterns throughout my life. I never want her to feel dismissive or feel more guilt about my previous battle with ED. Full disclosure, I am body neutral now after 15 years. Some things that my mom brings up when she's talking about her diet are triggering to me. Some examples, her current diet doesn't let her have fruit due to sugars. She is weighing a lot of her food and has to prepackage meals, all which I guess are part of many diets, but it's taken me so many years to feel neutral about myself. How can I stay supportive while also not getting sucked back into my previous harmful negative thoughts about my own body? Thanks from trying to be supportive and not an awful daughter.
Look, it's a compliment when you guys hit us up and you're like, hey, Burcho, I'd love some advice on blank, right? And we have opinions, but we're not professionals, you guys, right? In a case like this, we needed to bring a professional on. And like Kristen was saying, this is Jessica Hutchison of Honest Women. All right, so where do we start here, Jessica?
Okay, here's where I want to start. And first, I just want to speak directly to this listener and tell her she is already an amazing and supportive daughter, as evidenced by writing this email into the show. So I just want to start there. And I really, above anything else, want her to hear that. She truly is already amazing and supportive. However, I know y'all want my advice, so I'll go to that next.
Okay. Nice is one thing.
I know, Bert, but I'm sitting here and I'm like, the first thing I'm thinking is, oh my God, your compassion for your mother right now, can you inject that into our society?
Right.
That's truly what I'm thinking, right? So anywho, though, on to the advice, blah, blah, blah. I really want to challenge this listener and anybody listening, actually, to define what being supportive actually means, because it is not about helping someone you love through anything and everything. That is, we're not as humans capable of doing that. So being supportive is also knowing what you can and cannot sit with somebody in. And I think a lot of therapists here would say the blanket statement of set a boundary. I'm not going to do it. I actually am going to tell you that I am going to push against that whole boundary, because I firmly believe that we often use boundaries in place of vulnerability. And boundaries do not always strengthen relationships. And they certainly don't protect us. In fact, they can often isolate us and block off true connection. So to this listener, I'm going to challenge you a little bit here to lean in to the vulnerability and have a really honest conversation with your mother. And the only reason I'm saying that is because of the context of this email. There's a lot of detail that tells me that she feels a sense of safety with her mom and they have a very, very close relationship. That's what it sounds like. So we think it's important for her to tell her mother what this conversation, how it's negatively impacting her. She can be supportive still without having all of the details. And strangely enough, I have like this exact same situation going on in my office right now. And so I'm giving this listener the same advice that I gave one of my clients who just had this conversation with her mother. And she said for the first time in her 26 years, she feels closer to her mother than she ever has before because her mom has a deeper understanding of her as a human being.
Dang, you're pretty good at this therapy thing.
Okay, you know.
I guess.
Jessica, so one of the things I saw recently, which I loved, was that you can't avoid all triggers and you're responsible for handling your own triggers and how you deal with them. But what advice would you give someone who is either recovered from an eating disorder or suffering through one when they come across a trigger, like in the wild from a friend or a family member, on how to deal with it personally?
Yeah, you know, I think we have to sit with them. We have become like this avoidance society where it's like triggers are bad. Guess what, folks? Like, that's a part of humanity. Like, being human means you're going to constantly be triggered because we have a lot of stories. Now, knowing that, I think it's important to look at our narratives around it. So when we're talking about something about an eating disorder, my first thought is, what is the narrative? What does it mean about you, right? What's that story you're telling yourself? And if it's shame-based or it's really negative, that makes the trigger a lot bigger than it could be if we redefine the narrative around it.
So I have an opinion about this on the parenting side. There is nothing more sobering to me than when my kid comes to me and says something I did affected him, right? So if she were to go to mom, if mom's a good parent, and sees the effect that it's having on the very thing that I find most precious in life, I think that it's going to get a way better outcome than she's anticipating.
I completely agree. And I would tell you and tell this listener and anybody else, prepare for defense, because as a mom myself, if my kid comes up to me and says something I did hurt them, every part of me wants to defend myself. And so prepare for it. But you can also lean into the defense and say, mom, I'm not telling you you're a horrible mom. I'm simply trying to tell you a story to feel understood. I want you to know me better. There's not a mom out there that's not going to say, okay, I will listen to every single word my daughter says to me. If it's from the standpoint of I want to feel more understood.
Again, it's the Honest Women Podcast. Tell them about the very special two-part series.
Okay, you guys, this was the first time that, and Andrea and I are not good at starting and stopping at all. This was the first time we had to stop ourselves and say, we have to do a two-part series or a two-part episode. So it is on the hottest topic of all, which is money in marriage. And so not only did we have so much to say, which we always do, but in the second episode, which just went out on Tuesday, you actually kind of see firsthand how taking these honest conversations into your home or into your marriages can be effective, because I actually took this conversation, woke my husband up at 6 o'clock in the morning and had an honest conversation. God bless the guy. But and then talked about how that was like I drank my own Kool-Aid, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, can I tell them what we launched today?
Sure.
Okay, so then today we just launched our first what we're calling Hot Take Thursday, where we are answering our own listeners' questions. And let me tell you guys, this is the most unedited and unfiltered version of us. So it's like that whole, I don't actually want you to tell me, but I'm going to tell you. And so we like to say, listen, we may not be right, Bert, but I'll tell you what, we've got an opinion.
It's the Honest Women Podcast. Jessica, you're great. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you.
Happy to be there. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Get it. The Bert Show.
This is the podcast equivalent of drinks with your best mom friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know another therapy podcast,
but it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.